Welcome back to the sixth episode of Real College Reviews. I'm your host, Jude Bazerman, and I'm here with my great friend, Gina. Gina, how about you introduce yourself a little bit more?
Hi, I'm Gina Strumolo. I'm currently a sophomore at University of Rhode Island, and I study psychology.
The psychology degree, I just want to ask right off the bat, what's your end career goal? What do you want to do? You know, as a big question, but what do you want to do with your life?
I'm hoping I could work in some sort of hospital setting, so I kind of want to work more in like an emergency room, but I don't really know what that, so just in some sort of hospital setting.
Yeah, and I know when I was researching the University of Rhode Island, psychology came up as the second most popular major, at least according to Google. That could be, you know, give or take a couple percentage points. Do you see that, you know, really in your classes? Like, is it the people you meet, is it like a big psychology school, or, you know, what are some other big majors at URI?
Yeah, we have a lot of psychology majors. My classes, my lectures for my psych classes are usually around like 200 people. And my roommates were all, I was in a suite, so I had three other roommates. My roommate is a kin major, but my other two suite mates were psychology majors. So I know a lot of people who go there that are psychology majors. It's pretty big there.
No, really, that is useful. So besides psychology, what are some other popular majors at URI?
Business is pretty popular. Nursing is really popular. I'd say those are pretty much like the three big things: psychology, business, and nursing.
And URI, it's a fairly large school. I'd say it's on the larger side. It's about slightly under 14,000 undergraduates.
Yeah.
In your classes, are they large lecture halls? Are they more on the smaller side, like 20, 25 kids? What's your experience been with the class and the class size?
I've had a mix of both. So all my lectures are usually around 200 people, but then we do have smaller classes for those lectures, like recitations, which will only be like 30 people. And then my like other classes, like my language classes or my English classes, those are only about like 30, 40 people.
And I know my roommate at Syracuse, he had an 8 a.m. big lecture hall with like 300 people for like an intro level math. And it was a struggle for him every single day to go. I just want to ask, did you or anyone you know have those same like 8 a.m. huge lectures? And did you go? Did you skip? And if you skipped, you know, did you still pass? What's some advice for anyone listening who has an 8 a.m. at a bigger size school with those big lecture halls?
Do not take an 8 a.m. When I took my 8 a.m., I was like, it's going to be the same thing. Like, I woke up like the same time for high school.
That's what everyone thinks.
It's totally different. And I did have an 8 a.m. last semester, and I made sure I will never have an 8 a.m. again because I stopped going to mine. I think I went maybe 13 times in the entire semester.
Out of what, 30 classes?
Probably.
So slightly under
slightly under half. But I still passed with an A minus.
So does it really depend? First of all, 8 a.m.'s the rite of passage. Even if you don't want to get one for like a gen ed class, something you need for your major, it might be necessary. I've been told that from, you know, every guidance counselor and upperclassman at college. But also, I guess it's the professor, right? Because some 8 a.m.s, they could have mandatory attendance that counts towards your grade. Just going off of professors at University of Rhode Island, are most of them like pretty laid back with that stuff? Or are they more strict, and are they accessible too? Like, are they easy to talk to during office hours, or is it kind of a hassle just to get a hold of them?
A lot of them are pretty efficient with getting back to you quickly. And a lot of the professors are pretty lenient, I'd say. They like, obviously, when it comes down to attendance, they don't want you missing every single class.
Yeah.
But a lot of them, it's more like don't know the word for it, but like
you're kind of reliable for your own work.
Yeah, for your own work and for your own attendance. So they kind of trust you since, I mean, you're in college now. They kind of trust you to show up and like do all the work and stuff. But obviously, at times, if you're missing every single class, some professors might not even realize. But then other professors will probably like alert you about it and say, like, you should be coming to class. Mm-hmm. I've never had that issue. But I mean, I'd say I kind of lucked out with like all my professors, and they're pretty lenient. And
were they easy to learn from, that type of stuff too?
Most of them were pretty easy to learn from. I just had one professor that was a little bit like,
everyone does that.
Yeah, it's
a little
the,
out there, a little
it's
too
the one,
Shrek,
you know, she's
like
the
that.
Professor, and everybody, you know, kind of knows, has the same opinions about her. She was just the hardest to learn with, and she was very like, not lenient just, and not just very like, yeah, just not yeah. all that. But the rest of my professors, I did really like them. And I'd say they worked like really well with like communicating and like making sure that, you know, you get all your grades mm-hmm. in and that you're doing the best you can in the class.
Absolutely. And you said that that one professor you didn't really like too much. And you said most other students had the same opinion. Did you learn that just from talking to them or, you know, rate my professors? I always ask on these shows. It's a great tool to use. And usually it's everyone says it's very accurate. From my experience, it's been very accurate, too. Do you have anything to say about rate my professors?
So rate my professor had like, is it even possible to get like 0 stars? Because I think she did not have over 1 star. That's but then also do. I was in that class with my roommate and my suite mate. Mm-hmm. And I had a couple other friends in that class. Everybody just knew and everybody would talk about it. So it wasn't just like a one person thing where they're like, oh, I don't like this professor. Like everybody was on the same like page almost with her. Like they all had like everybody had the same like opinions issues about her. Yeah.
And you've mentioned your roommate and your suite mate a couple times now. Mm-hmm. We kind of just got going. How was your experience dorming your freshman year at the University of Rhode Island?
I got pretty lucky because usually freshman year dorms are where you just have you and your roommate and then a communal bathroom, that whole type of vibe. But I got lucky because of my major. They're switching it back like in the fall to how it was. But yeah. for my year, they kind of like ran out of housing. So I was put because of my major in a suite. So I had me, my roommate, and then kind of like a Jack and Jill style where we had the bathroom and then that connected to my suite mate's rooms. So I honestly liked my dorm. It was like a pretty good size. And I do honestly miss my dorm.
Really?
But I mean, being in it for like long amounts of times, like it's obviously you kind of just want to go home. You want to be able to like get yeah. out of the dorm. But I didn't really mind dorming other than the fact that if you want like time alone, sometimes it's going to be hard.
Yeah, with your roommate in there.
Because, yeah, your roommate, you're always going to be with your roommate or they're always going to be in the room. So it's kind of hard to have time for yourself. But you kind of learn to adjust and like go off of your like roommate's schedule and stuff. Like you learn it. So you're able to kind of like correlate things with that. But I had a good experience. I loved my roommate. She left yesterday. She was here visiting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah, I had a pretty good experience overall.
And I always love hearing that. But one thing that kind of just sparked, got the gears turning in my mind, you said URI ran out of housing. Did that happen this year? Like, is that a normal thing at URI? How is housing going, you know, past freshman year where it's guaranteed to sophomore year and your other upperclassmen years?
I was homeless for 5 days. Not
please,
like
actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically what happened was it's kind of like a lottery pool with the housing, but they do it based on the athletes get first day pick.
Yeah, that's a normal
honors
thing.
College gets second, and then the third day it starts GPA. So I think third to like the fifth day is GPA.
They do it by GPA.
Yeah. So we got it on the third day because of like our GPAs, which was like the first day it could be. There was no housing left. So we just got like one room, but like all of us, there was 4 of us, were split up. Yeah. So we were like, we're not taking this. Like, this is awful. And so we ended up like looking and getting a realtor and we ended up like finding a house
something
for next
campus.
Year. But it was just a whole thing. Housing does really suck at like my school. It's been a thing forever, like, again, with now they're going into triples freshmen because we don't have enough room because they keep over-admitting every year.
And that's a theme at a ton of schools. Syracuse
yeah.
over-admits. I think Northeastern, they send kids mm-hmm. abroad now because
yeah.
they over-admit so much.
And in hotels, I know some people are at, like, Tampa.
It's crazy. It's like, yeah, Tampa's really bad with
yeah.
that stuff, too. And if they go by GPA, right? And you said you had the first day and there was no
yeah.
room left. What happened to the kids that have the second and third day? I mean,
like,
they're just royally screwed.
Nobody
really.
Got housing. Like, it was awful.
I mean, I don't even know. URI, I know academically it's a pretty good school, but they got to figure out the housing
through
stuff.
Housing, it's not a good school.
But besides the housing, I know you've had a good time up at URI. You enjoyed a lot. What's a typical student like? You know, girl and guy, because I know it's very different at college. And do you see yourself as a typical URI student, or do you not really fit that mold? Like, what are some characteristics that, you know, someone who goes to URI usually has?
I'd say I pretty much fit it, like, the, I don't want to say, like, stereotype, but I guess, like, you know, the
typical mold.
Typical, yeah. A lot of people and a lot of, like, the girls I met and stuff were all, like, almost the same. Like, we like to go out on weekends. Mm-hmm. We like to, like, have fun and stuff, but we're also, like, very serious with our work. Because I, like, love to go out and stuff, but I was always very on top of it with my schoolwork and always made sure to, like, get everything done before, or if I, like, had to do it after, like, a weekend or something, I made sure to get it done, like, right away.
Yeah.
And for guys, most of the guys at my school are frat guys.
Like, oh, backwards hat, you know, Chad, if you don't rush, you're not getting in, stuff like that.
Honestly, yeah, that kind of is. But, I mean, all of, like, my, like, guy friends at school, like, I, like, they're not like, really,
are
like,
they good guys?
Like, that, they're good guys. Yeah. I'd say the girls are, like, usually nice. I haven't, like, really met anybody at my school who I, like, don't like.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, you know, people are going to have, like, their issues and stuff.
There's 14,000 people. Yeah, there's, exactly. Not everyone's going to be amazing, yeah.
But... yeah, I'd say overall that's kind of, like, the vibe of, like, the people from my school. It's, like, going out and, like, loving to go out because my school's a pretty big party school.
Yeah.
But also people, like, getting their work done and, like, making sure they're on top of everything.
So, really, it's, like, a work hard, play hard. Like, yeah, obviously, we love to go out. Let's go out. Let's have a great time. We only have 4 years in college, but, you know, we're also here to get a degree and do well in the classroom. Yeah. And, you know, that's great. I mean, you're not paying just to party. You can do that anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, some people would disagree, but glad it's not you.
Yeah.
You know, I know you brought up how it's a big frat campus. Getting into frats, this is no matter what campus is not just at URI. It's a lot different for guys and girls. Can you just describe, like, you know, obviously I'm a guy. I'm not in a frat at Syracuse. Can you describe, you know, getting into a frat as a girl compared to getting into a frat as a guy for, like, a typical party?
So I rushed... my, like, last fall, like, the fall of my freshman year, I ended up dropping, but I'm gonna go back and, like, re-rush in the fall. Mm-hmm. And for girls, it's definitely a lot easier to get into parties and stuff, unless it's, like, a social or anything. But a lot of times, if they're a social or specifically for a frat and sorority, they turn into opens a little bit later in the night. So we do have a lot of opens, but for guys... it's hard to get in if you don't know somebody. So I know my guy friends at my school all knew people from, like, every frat and every sports team. So they never had trouble getting in.
Yeah.
But if you don't know anybody and you just show up, they're, like, will have no mercy and be, like, get out.
So really just knowing someone's the key. Whether or not you're in a, you know, a Greek life organization, if you know someone.
Yeah.
Even if you're not in one, you could get in.
Yeah, basically.
And the campus as a whole, right, from a purely look standpoint, is URI a pretty campus? Like, walking around, is it like, oh, this looks pretty nice, like, I like being here? Or is it more like, ah, these buildings could use an upgrade, the lawn's not cut? What do you think?
I honestly love my campus, especially in the fall with all the colors. Like, I think New England just in general is, like, so pretty, absolutely. Just, like, no matter when it is.
Yeah.
But the fall is my favorite season, so... my school just looks so, like, pretty in the fall. Like, that's honestly one of, like, the reasons I chose it, just because of, like, the whole campus look. Our dorms, which are on a completely different, like, side from where, like, the academic buildings are and stuff, those are a little run down, but they're starting to, like, renovate them. So we're getting, like,
I mean,
the
if they're running out of housing,
nicer.
They better at least make the housing exactly. They have nice. Yeah.
So those are kind of, like, a little iffy, but other than, like, the dorms, I mean, some of them are pretty nice. I'd say the campus is really pretty, and I love it a lot.
And something that's interesting that you said, too, is that your dorms and the academic buildings on campus are on completely different sides.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of any campus doing that until the other day when my friend Ryan was on talking about Virginia Tech. They have the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's kind of a normal thing at bigger colleges where the dorms, and there's almost like a line down the middle of the campus. URI is like that as well.
So ours is more like our dorms are on like almost the outskirt, I'd say, of the campus. Like not fully outskirt, but like at the bottom of the campus. Most of them are just like on a strip. And... they all just, like, link together. Like, there's a couple that might be, like, a little bit out of place, but they're only just, like, on the other side of the street. So all the dorms are pretty much on, like, one side, one little area of the campus. And it honestly makes it, like, a lot easier because if you're going to, like, see your friends or something.
You don't have to walk 20 minutes across in, like, the Rhode Island winter. Because it gets cold and windy there.
Yeah, it's awful there in the winter.
But we can't talk about dorms, really, without talking about, you know, the dining hall. Because if you're living on campus, you got to eat dining hall food. Most people say it's not great. URI, what's the dining hall situation like there?
Honestly, the dining hall really isn't like that bad. We have a lot of like varieties of it. So we have two dining halls. And so one of them, it's more for breakfast. And then the other one's more for like lunch and dinner.
Interesting.
So at the one that's like breakfast, we have like an omelet station where you make your own omelets and stuff. And then they have like a burrito bowl, like where you make your own like burrito or burrito bowl. And then the food's honestly pretty good. The pizza is not it, but
coming from New Jersey,
no, the pizza's not good. But the pasta's fine. They have like a salad bar. Like they have pretty much everything. And then in the other dining hall, they have a deli. So that you could get all sorts of like sandwiches and stuff.
You can
get
creative with that type of stuff, so you don't get sick of it.
Yeah, so it's just good. Like there is a variety. Like you're not gonna be eating the same foods every day if you don't want to. I guess I kind of stuck with eating a lot of the same things, but I mean, I didn't mind it because the food wasn't like awful.
It wasn't bad.
And obviously like, I'm going to change it up every like few days.
But you had your rotation of foods.
Like, yeah.
One day it's like, you know, cold cut sandwich. One day it's like soup. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know if that's true, but everyone falls into their habits, which is a great thing, especially if the food is good.
Yeah. Like, cause then we have dining dollars too, which is like, you get a certain amount every week. So with my dining plan, I'd get $45 a week. And we have like things you could get for dining dollars. So I got Starbucks every day. That was on my dining dollars. They have sushi. They have a whole little corner store, which has everything for dining dollars, like chips, fruits. So that's also what made it easier because it's going onto your dining dollars. So it's not like you're like taking out your debit card and like using that. So it's good. Like I'd say there is a variety. Like I was getting like a lot of different foods like at a time. So I'd say it was pretty good. The food wasn't bad and I'd say the variety is pretty good.
That's I love to hear that because Syracuse, not always the best with that. And URI, it's in Kingston, right? In Rhode Island.
South Kingston, yeah.
South Kingston. Would you ever go out in the South Kingston? Do you more just stay on campus when you're looking for something to do on a weekend, like a party?
So on our campus, we have Frat Circle, which is a road on our campus, which has all the sororities and frat houses. Most of the frat houses, all the sororities are on campus. We have a majority of the frats, but not all of them are on the campus. But South Kingston's pretty small. And like, honestly, if you were to leave my school in a car, you'd have to drive like 7 minutes in each direction to find something that's other than like fields. So I'm kind of like in the middle of nowhere. But like, I mean, 10 minutes, you're out into like
A town
like Narragansett, which is like the big
beach town. Right? Yeah.
It's only like 15 minutes away. And a lot of people get houses in Narragansett when they live off campus. So a lot of the parties will like be there and stuff. So you just Uber or sometimes there's like shuttles going there. So everything's pretty convenient in the area. So other than like just being in the middle of grass and
there's some stuff to do outside of campus.
Yeah, there is. Once you get past that, there's a lot to do.
So what do you usually do besides partying? Like if I'm not a big partier, but I still want to get out and do stuff, is there anything else to do at the University of Rhode Island on a weekend? Or is it more just like parties, Greek life, and then school?
Well, so we have the beach, which is super close. We have a couple of beaches. So me and my friends, we would love to just like sometimes like take one of their cars and just like drive down to the beach. Obviously, when it was like nicer out, we'd actually like go to the beach and like tan and stuff, but in like the off season we would just sometimes go sit in our cars, sit on the rocks and just like sit on the beach. We have like movie theaters nearby, which like I've never like went to the movies, but Massachusetts isn't that far, so a couple of times like we've gone to places in Massachusetts just to do something for the day. I'd say there's a decent amount of things to do. We would just usually during the day we'd go out if we wanted to like get a change of scenery. Like we have the
Which
Providence Mall.
Which is very much
Mall.
Needed at college.
Yeah. So we have the Providence Mall. Gambling's legal at 18. So we'd go to the casino sometimes. Just like stuff like that. So we do have a decent amount of things. Providence being, it's 40 minutes away, but it's also not like
you can make a day
awful.
Trip there.
You can make a day trip. Yeah. There's a lot to do in Providence. And then Narragansett, just being a beach town, there's a lot to do there too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you talk about, you know, going to Providence or taking a day trip anywhere. Are you allowed to have a car there as a freshman? Or are there, like, certain rules to that? How does it go? Because I know some schools, they, you know, no freshman can have a car, and others are more laid back, where, like, anyone can have a car.
So if you have a medical or, like, just, like, an excuse almost like that, you get to have your car on campus. But freshmen initially, like, aren't allowed to have their cars on campus. But okay. My roommate had hers, but she didn't have it directly on campus. She parked it at a parking garage, which was free for, like,
okay.
however long
yeah.
that you would be there. So she would park there. And if Smart. We wanted to go take her car, we would just get... There's a bus that goes directly to there. It's $2. Sometimes we'd Uber, but usually the bus because it's obviously cheaper.
Yeah.
Directly to where her car's parked. And that's how we would get it. Sometimes towards the end of the year on, like, the weekends and stuff. And our school got, I'd say, more, like, laid back with it. She'd pay for, like, a parking pass.
Yeah.
Just to keep it in a lot, like, behind
Closer.
Our dorm.
Yeah.
So... That was pretty, like, nice. It was nice to have, like, at least one person with the car so that we could get out, like,
yeah,
if we wanted to.
Just look at different things. And URI, I just want to, you know, move more towards this. It's a Division I school, but I never really hear about it in the grand scheme of, like, sports culture. Because you go down south, it's like Alabama, Georgia, all these big schools. Like, it's all about the sports. That's the big thing there. Even up north, you know, Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio State, like, they're big sports schools. URI, does, like, anyone go to the basketball, football games, or is it just kind of an afterthought?
They're pretty big. Our basketball games are definitely bigger than our football games, but I've been to both. They're both pretty fun. We didn't do super good in basketball this year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the basketball games are really fun. I had more fun at the basketball game than I did the football game.
Yeah.
But maybe it was because it was inside and at the football game it was, like, super hot. But I'd say... Yeah, usually the only time I say you would hear about my school is if they're in, like, March Madness
yeah.
and if they're, like, doing good. And I know they're in March Madness. They
were
last
bit.
Year,
yeah.
but they didn't do good. So they didn't really go far. So no one really, like, heard about it.
And URI, I always put them going far in my bracket. They're a cool school. I like URI.
Yeah,
it,
I like
Rhode
it.
Island's a great vibe.
Yeah.
But even though Rhode Island's amazing and you love it, clearly I think you made the right decision, at least hearing from what you've said so far. What were some other colleges you were considering? And why'd you choose URI?
I was considering New Haven and I think that was like, and Coastal Carolina.
So it was between those two and URI?
Yeah. So the thing with, I liked all the schools except when I went to go visit Coastal, I didn't like having to do the whole plane ride thing and just like the kind
of. Yeah, that's
of,
a big part.
I guess like the, like almost like. Reputation of the school.
Yeah,
like,
you said URI is kind of like a work hard, play hard school.
Yeah.
You know, Coastal's kind of just like a play hard school.
Yeah. So I didn't like doing the plane thing. And I was like, I also don't want to sit in a car for like 15 hours to get to and from school. New Haven was nice, but it was a little too small for me. And it had more of like a modern look to it. And I wasn't really like super into the modern look. URI is a very like, older campus and stuff, which where their buildings are older, but they still look like great. And then obviously we do have some more modern like builds on the campus, but it's more of like an older looking school.
Yeah.
And I chose URI because ever since I was a kid, my mom went to URI. So I've been going there for a really long time to visit like family in Rhode Island and stuff. So she's always taken me to the campus. So that's always kind of been like the school I wanted to go to.
Yeah.
So when I got in, it was actually like,
a big deal
for me to go.
Yeah.
I was like super excited because it's been my dream school for like a really long time.
It's really, it was like URI or bust, and those other ones were kind of more or less backup options that you were
Yeah. So as soon as I got into URI and found out like the whole like money situation with it, obviously, and stuff, I knew I was like going straight there, and it was just like drop everything else. I don't care. And I just, you know, committed there pretty fast after I got accepted. And here we are now. So.
Happy as can be at URI.
Yes, definitely.
And as we, you know, sort of begin to wrap up here, what's one sentence you would use to describe URI to someone who's either going there or applying there or looking there?
I would just say, like, don't, like, really lose yourself to, like, the partying and stuff. Like, I get that it's a huge part of college, but, like, also just stay focused. So, I mean, go out, have fun, but... make sure you're also prioritizing your work and all that stuff because, I mean, you're there for a reason. So, well, you know, have fun. And...
Yeah. Not only do I think that's a great piece of advice for URI prospective students, but any student in the country. Really,
yeah, I don't really know a specific one for my school.
No,
but
that's fine, because I think that's one of the best things that someone going to college can hear, really. Like, because you could be like, you go out and party every single night of the week if you really wanted to, but that's just not sustainable, and really, you're not going to have fun if you do that.
Yeah.
The whole point of partying is like, you worked hard all week, let's have fun with friends, let's let it loose.
Yeah.
At least that's what I think. And as we wrap up, Gina, thank you very much. And is there anything else you want to add on about URI or just college, applying to college, anything about college in general before we wrap up here?
Just about college in general, don't stress yourself out, because I know when I was going through like admissions and stuff, it was super easy for me to like get in my head and be like, what if I don't get accepted anywhere and stuff. But I know it's hard in times like that, but do keep a positive mindset. And I mean, everything's going to work out the way it's supposed to. So, I mean, just let things fall into place and you should be good and have the best few years of your life.
Gina, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time and coming on. I wish you the best of luck in your next 3 years at URI and obviously beyond. I'm sure I'll talk to you soon. Again, thank you so much. This is amazing.
Thank you for having me.